All right. Well, welcome everyone to today's episode of the LeedsCon podcast. I'm Ian McCrae, and I lead editorial efforts here, including putting together the agenda and the speaking faculty for LeedsCon. The entire LeedsCon team is very hard at work putting together what is shaping up to be the largest program yet to date. Registration is still booming, guys, and the exhibit floor is just about sold out. We have just over a month, month and a half to go. So we're rounding the corner here. So if you haven't already, make sure you register for LeedsCon, April 8th through the 10th at the Paris. This is one that you're not going to want to miss with the NCAA tournament final that week. Our hotel room block is selling out quick. So make sure you want to reserve your room before the room block expires on March 7th, or we run out of room. So please don't wait for that March 7th expiration date. Book your hotel now. And please take a moment now to mark your calendars so you can join us September 25th through the 27th in Chicago for LeedsCon Connect. Now in its second year, we're thrilled to start mapping out that event. So please save those dates for us and plan to join us in Chicago. But today, we're thrilled to be joined by a very special guest and the longtime title sponsor, Franz von Hohl, from CEO and co-founder at PX. Franz, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So, you've been working on the annual survey, this state of the industry, if you will, for several years. So this is a cross-industry survey that you guys have been putting together. Can you talk a little bit to the original purpose and behind the survey?
Yeah, of course. I believe this year's our fifth survey. We skipped 1 year during COVID, but we started this with the goal to have an holistic overview of the industry and the market and the trends. And the goal was and has been to do this survey every year, so we would see the developments on certain areas and challenges and whatnot across the industries. At PX, being a marketplace, we have a pretty holistic overview of the industry ourselves. We're active in over 30 verticals, and the survey is an extension of that. And every year, we believe there's some really great takeaways for the audience and for the participants in the survey. And we love to create this content, and hopefully the value is being perceived for everybody that reads the survey.
Oh, it is. It is. And certainly we've heard terrific feedback from our attendees over the years. They certainly find the value. And that's, you touch upon something there. LeedsCon also works in and most of our attendees come from that top 25, top 30 verticals. All with very different perspectives. That is the beauty of an event like this, kind of coming together and discussing some of those differences as well as some of those shared challenges. So on that note, what are some of the commonalities? And let's exclude the very important FCC ruling for now in terms of this question. But in terms of the challenges, what are some of the commonalities that you think all verticals are facing in 2024? What are those shared struggles that are taking place right now?
So those challenges have been pretty much the same over the years. And I want to start with saying that there are some positive trends. So things like quality, transparency, hitting ROI, those were the challenges 5 years ago, and those are still the main challenges. At the end, we're in customer acquisition, and the advertiser, the lead buyers want to buy the right leads for the right price and hit their ROI. And if there's a quality issue or a compliance issue or a lack of transparency, that stops them from potentially hitting their ROI. So we always were a big advocate of transparency and quality and all of that with the purpose to hit that ROI. But those are still the commonalities and still the main challenges today. But I think 5 years ago, about 85% of the participants were not hitting their ROI, and today that's much less. I don't, you know, I don't have the number of the survey that we're doing right now as we speak, but there are some really positive trends. But I think the commonalities are, you know, compliance probably is going to be a bigger one for this survey with the SEC ruling coming up, quality and hitting ROI. I think those are the ones that will come out. But we'll see. Maybe
Yeah.
I'm wrong. That's why we're doing the survey in the first place.
Absolutely. And just for clarity, this discussion isn't necessarily a crystal ball into that data because the data is being crunched right now by the folks at PX. We will have the results available during their keynote session on Tuesday, April 9th.
That's correct.
You know, if we could, we can't go too far without mentioning 2024's 800-pound gorilla in the room, which is definitely the FCC's ruling to close the lead gen loophole. So, actually, coming at the close of last year. So, from where you sit, Franz, what do you think we're going to learn from this year's survey in terms of that, without speculating too much, as we want to wait for those results? But who is more to gain or lose with the FCC's guidance, and who's maybe a little bit more optimistic about their lead gen future?
I've been in the industry now for over 15 years, and you know, never a boring day in the industry. So let's you know, so we had big events in our industry over the last couple of years, and this is definitely one of these big events and changes with potentially a lot of impact. I don't like to talk about losers and winners here, but I do recognize this will have impact for the industry as a whole, but also for certain players potentially. I think that anyone that is in the business of brokering leads without either generating the lead themselves and or buying the lead themselves, you know, the traditional as we call it, ping forwarding and that kind of sort, that will be very challenging. And at PX we're embracing this new ruling. Yes, it will have challenges for everybody involved, but overall we think it's a good thing for the industry as a whole. It will improve the quality, it will improve the overall conversions. At least that's what we're hoping for, and that's I think what FCC is aiming to accomplish. So I at the end it comes down to a consumer that fills in a form somewhere and that needs to give a consent explicitly for one brand. And if the buyer on the other side, if the publisher is not able to get that consent in an efficient way, and or the buyer is not able to provide the permission to and being able to say, well, I would like to buy this lead, I can serve this consumer, there's going to be a lot of challenges in technical challenges to be able to have a good flow and a good process. I think we're all going to lose if we're not working together as an industry to tackle this. And you know, companies like PX and you know our friends in the industry, Active Prospect and Leadspedia and Bobido, all the companies that have an active role to provide technology in the space, will need to work together because at the end, we're all facing you know the challenge of making sure that the consumer is not affected, that and that the right consent is being collected, and that the lead goes to the right advertiser.
Absolutely, Franz, and thanks for that insight. We fully agree. On that note, just quickly, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about a session or just point to a session on Tuesday afternoon where we have at LeadsCon where we're going to have some of the general counsel from around the industry coming together and sharing some legal insights before people are going to build the next iteration of lead generation technologies and services, some insights to consider. So be sure to check out that session on Tuesday afternoon, April 9th. But you touched upon it just now, and you know that kind of comprehensive or industry togetherness that needs to come together to kind of make this or so we could kind of get around these challenges. But in regards to partnerships, how do you think the latest ruling might influence how we look at and discuss compliance both internally and externally when considering new partners?
That's a good question, and you know, it starts with the lead vendors, the publishers that are actually collecting the data that they have the technical capabilities of even collect, you know, collecting a brand explicit consent, and then there's the matching of the consumers with the lead buyers, the advertisers, and make sure that it's at the right time and matching all the filters, and that if so, that then the consent can be dynamically given. And we have been working on a dynamic consent setup where the brand is being injected in the flow depending on time, place, and other criteria that the consumer has and will fill in. But that will be probably the biggest point, the technical capability of being able to collect the consent and match it with the right with the right brand. So that's going to be the first one. So there's a compliance component to this, and there's a technology component to this, and anyone that is not able to have the right technology in place before January 2025 has an issue, and you know, we want to ensure that that doesn't happen. And at PX, we're working hard to provide all the technology needed for both our lead vendors, publishers, and the lead buyers.
Absolutely. That's certainly good advice. In your survey for this year, you included a question that addresses how marketers are doing with finding, nurturing, and converting quality prospects. And one of the options there is, I see several good things happening in in our industry. As an industry leader, what is PX excited about in 2024? What are the things that are the good things happening in your industry from this perspective, from your perspective? What are some of those things that are happening right now for within the marketing industry?
Great question. We're excited about a lot of things. We're always excited. 2024 is a very interesting year, right? We're you know, and the FCC changes aside. We have very exciting AI developments. We're dealing with a macroeconomic climate that we haven't seen for, you know, for the last 6, 7 years. The interest rates are higher. That obviously comes with challenges in some of the industries like mortgage and some others. But we're excited about a couple of things. One, we're seeing great development in overall quality and tools available for us as an industry, both on the lead vendor side and the lead buyer side, to do just a better job. And every year we become a little better, and every year, you know, the quality goes up, and the transparency is there. Help with some compliance, you know, for example, CMS and Medicare push for big changes. So we're excited about the industry as a whole. I think we're becoming better and better and more efficient. And the lower quality stuff and the less positive practices are or have been eliminated as a whole. At least that's our opinion. We're excited about things that we're working on at PX. We have great momentum. We've done a couple of acquisitions last year, and we have integrated these teams and these companies, and that creates great new momentum. We're excited about AI. I think overall a great opportunity for all of us, and I believe we're going to talk about that a little bit more in one of the questions coming up. But we're implementing AI in several different ways. For example, integrations of new lead vendors and also integrating with the CRM systems of our clients. That's something we're completely automating and partly with help of AI. Another big development that we're using AI for is full programmatic bidding. So you set up a campaign, you as a lead buyer, you set your CPA goal or whatever KPI is leading for you, and the campaign automatically will optimize towards that goal with programmatic bidding on subsource level, but also with the help of expanding or reducing filters and whatnot, fully automated. And we're pretty far, and it's actually in beta right now. So we're excited about that. We'll get some real good responses. Waiting for the interest rates to drop a little bit, and that seems to happen, but we cannot look too much in the future, but the signals are there, so that will help us all in the industry and in certain verticals that are struggling at this point. Hopefully they will bounce back, and they always do, and we have seen it over the years. We're excited about LeadsCon this year even more than last year, as always. I
Excellent.
think overall good momentum.
Well, you just lightened the mood, I think, Franz. Thank you very much. And we have been, you're right, we have been talking about AI for the better course of the last decade at least. But now we have this kind of new blood pumped in to the discussion with the advent of Gen AI. And we've you just touched upon it in terms of some of the things that you're doing with the with programmatic ad partners, and that's terrific. What that could do in terms of automating those processes and giving marketers and advertisers enough time to focus on more manual processes and be a little bit more strategic. That's terrific. And I know you're going to have more details around this for April, but how do you think AI and Gen AI are being used really right now by performance marketers? Like, what are the actual applications that they're using them for, or that you're hearing about them using for right now? And then, how do you anticipate that kind of changing or evolving come 2025? I know it's kind of tough to think about that, but what do you think the next big win is in terms of automated processes and new technologies for 2024 and looking ahead to 2025?
Yeah, good question. I wish I could fast forward a bit to have a clear answer. But what I do know is that this is not news. There are daily updates and thousands of new tools coming up AI based, and it's exponential. So the development is going faster and faster. With the help of AI. So anyone that is not working on this yet, I think is gonna have the risk to fall behind. At PX we're pretty eminent about focusing and implementing AI there where we can. It makes you more efficient, potentially can lower your cost, and more importantly helps you to do a better job as a whole. There's a potentially a challenge for the industry or for the publishers specifically, and there has been discussions around this for some time now. But the impact of Gen AI, some believe that it will have a big impact on the organic traffic. And on the ad space in general, there's going to be more content out there. The chat GPT or the OpenAI is going to be used more and more to find answers that normally they would go to traditionally to Google or any other search engine. So it's going to have impact on the organic search most likely, and the traffic as a whole. So how can we overcome that and make sure that we still reach the consumers and generate our leads and help our clients with customer acquisition? So I think that's a challenge, and I don't have the answer yet. But on the on a positive note, looking at Gen AI and there was just an update last week where you can literally create a video on the fly, with a prompt and images and whatnot. I think there's a great opportunity to create content, landing pages, interactive content with the help of AI, and bring it all to a higher level. And so it might have impact on some of the traffic. On the other side, there's a big opportunity to, create beautiful content and better landing pages. And you can go as far as completely personalized based on the profile of the visitor on your landing page, and like you can go crazy. And this develops, has been developing really, really fast. So I cannot speak for 2025. It seems relatively far away, but with the developments that I'm seeing and how fast it goes, it's like I can only imagine that we should have this conversation again next year, and then do a retrospective on this call, Ian.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure we're going to be talking about how much we probably underestimated the development of the past 365 days. I mean,
Probably.
that seems to be the pacing these days. Well, as I mentioned at the top of the episode, we have LeedsCon's flagship show coming up April 8th through the 10th at the Paris in Las Vegas. And we're so fortunate, Franz. We can't express how fortunate we are and we feel to have PX back as this year's title sponsor. Aside from the keynote and sharing these industry survey results with all of our attendees at LeedsCon, what are you most looking forward to at this year's show?
Thanks for saying that, by the way. And as I said earlier, we're always excited about LeedsCon. LeedsCon is this one moment in the year where we create a lot of momentum for the rest of the year, and it's a great opportunity and I'm to connect with our clients and publishers and partners. But I, as I said before, there seems to be a great momentum overall, and some really exciting things happening. And we talked about AI already. We talked about programmatic. There's a bit of a spoiler alert, but we're going to try to set a world record at LeedsCon, during LeedsCon. So we're excited about that. That's all I'm going to say about it. So that will be something if we can pull that off. So we'll see. We'll have a new product launch that I also don't want to say anything about that, but those are the two things that besides connecting with our partners is something I really look forward to.
Absolutely. Well, I'd recommend everybody, our listeners, to go check out, come visit Franz and the team at the PX booth at LeedsCon. Well, once again, thank you so much, Franz. I knew this time today would fly by, but I do want to again express our gratitude for taking the time to join us today and sharing some insight around that this year's annual survey. I can't wait to hear from more from you and all the panelists in April. Again, guys, tickets are on sale right now. Do not wait until to register. We have had a record number of early registrations and now middle registration period. So it is shaping up to be the largest LeedsCon event to date. So we're really excited. Until the next episode from the entire team here at LeedsCon, enjoy your day.
Thank you, Ian. Great to be here. And for all of on that for all the ones that are watching this podcast, please don't forget to participate in the survey. You can find the link on our website, and we'll probably email you as well.
Terrific. Take care, all.